With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Adele Loisel. Three suspects face charges, but Windsor police are looking for one more after a home invasion back on March 18th. Police provided an update on their investigation this morning. Two elderly residents were assaulted when four men forced their way in and took jewelry. Sergeant Darius Goze with the Major Crimes Unit says the crime was planned and deliberate.
Based on our investigation, this was not a random act. We have evidence to believe that this was a targeted incident.
Police are looking for 30-year-old Nicholas McCullough. His description is at WindsorNewsToday.ca. He's also wanted on a Canada-wide warrant for other crimes. The family of a Windsor man hurt in a hit-and-run crash in Cambodia is looking for help from the community. Chai Sok was visiting family there when he was hit by a motorbike. He suffered a brain hemorrhage. He's had surgery in Cambodia, but his family wants to bring him home, so they've launched a GoFundMe campaign. The link is at WindsorNewsToday.ca. So far, it's raised over $24,000. They hope to raise $100,000 to cover his repatriation flight and hospital bills in Cambodia. Four local plants in the automotive and food processing industries are getting $11.9 million from the provincial government. The companies are all investing a total of $125 million in their operations. DS Actimo Canada is getting $5 million to help build a new facility in Windsor. It makes battery cell module cases for EV batteries, and it will create 96 new jobs. Kotex Textron's share is $1.5 million, $2.3 million for Integrity Tool and Mold, and Highbury Canco will create 20 new jobs with its share, $3.1 million. It's spending over $26 million to modernize its operations. The city has a public meeting coming up on the future of the Bandshell in Jackson Park. That's at the Optimist Community Center on April 24th. An online survey will be posted on April 22nd. The city's also asking anyone who has specific ideas to set up a meeting with city administrators. And according to TMZ, O.J. Simpson is dead. It says he had cancer. Simpson started his career as an NFL player, was in some movies, most notably Naked Gun, but he'll probably be remembered most for the trial where he was acquitted of murdering his ex-wife Nicole Simpson Brown and her friend Ronald Goldman in the 1990s. He was 76. The Tigers did have an afternoon game against the Twins, but that's been postponed. Instead, they'll play a doubleheader on Saturday. Game four tonight for Leamington against Collingwood. If they don't win tonight, they'll call it a season. Collingwood is up 3-0. The West final series between Lakeshore and Thamesford starts tonight. Game one is in Lakeshore. The Leafs host the Devils in the NHL while the Wings are up against the Penguins. And in the NBA, the Pistons play the Chicago Bulls. Rain with a risk of a thunderstorm today and tonight, up to 15 today, down to 8 overnight. Showers windy tomorrow, steady around 8, but sunny on Saturday and 18. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.